This is Rich Smith from WCTL, and you're listening to the Magnificent Obsession podcast with your host, Danny Miller.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall never surrender.
Well, hello and welcome once again to the third episode now of the Magnificent Obsession podcast. This is Danny Miller. As you may have recognized, the famous voice who led, comforted and inspired a nation, a commonwealth and a world to victory against Adolf Hitler. That's right, Winston Churchill, the British Prime Minister during World War II. He actually became Prime Minister again in 1950 served another term until 1955. Well, Winston Churchill, the reason I shared that earlier in the beginning of this podcast is because there's a couple of things that took place that I want to draw out and share with you on this particular episode. That is not so much regarding his amazing leadership during the war. His life is incredible as well. I mean, there's many books about his life before the wars, when he served the British Army in the Boer War. Incredible. However, I want to jump ahead now, and it's still looking back for us though, but to 1965. Because in 1965, Winston Churchill passed away. And what a life he led as service to the United Kingdom, Great Britain and the Commonwealth. It was a state funeral, a stately funeral, but he actually arranged the majority of his own funeral arrangements. Why am I sharing this? It's incredible, really, because there was stately hymns at St. Paul's Cathedral. It was televised as well. Maybe you remember this. It's also, you can check it out on YouTube, the televised funeral of Winston Churchill. So there were stately hymns that were held at St. Paul's Cathedral in London, an impressive liturgy as well. So when they had said the benediction of his funeral, he had arranged for a bugler high in the dome of St. Paul's Cathedral to play taps. The bugler playing taps, the universal signal that the day is over. It has concluded. The day is spent. So there, high in the dome of St. Paul's Cathedral, you could be seen that cathedral by many across London and televised across the world. But it didn't end there. You see, when that was finished, there was a long pause. But then, on the other side of the dome, another bugler was there. He lifted the bugle up and started to play. But this time is a little different because he then started to play the reveille. The reveille, it's a French word, the reveille, but it signals a new day. It signals and brings in a new beginning. It's often an early morning call, a morning call where the taps can be a good night. The reveille is a good morning. It's a new day. And that was Winston Churchill's way of communicating that while we say goodnight here, for him, it's good morning. You see, I sense God wants us to say goodbye to areas and seasons of our lives. I do, even right now, even for you listening, I believe that he wants to lead you into a new chapter in your life where it really is a good morning. The reveille. There may be a sense in our lives that there's been a lot of taps. And when I say that, a lot of taps of that bugler playing that this has come to an end. That didn't work. This is finished. This is concluded. But what about the good morning? What about the start of new seasons? There are some principles, I believe, to apply for your good morning. The thing is, life can be difficult. I do believe it's so important as a believer in Christ to get to church and belong to a group of believers, have fellowship. I know at times it can be disappointing. I mentioned briefly, I believe in the first episode, about it can be hurtful as well. But it is so good for you to belong to a local church. And it's not easy going to a church. Listen, if you go to a Pizza Hut or something, you don't sit down and expect to be asked, would you like to discuss how the rest of your life is going, do you? Usually it's, you know, you want a deep pan and you want fries with that. You want a pepperoni. You know, there, because you expect those type of questions when you go into a restaurant, a pizza restaurant. But when you go into church, you can be expected to be thinking about, okay, how is your life going? Where do you stand with God? I believe that's why many people, not Christians, but I do believe many people across the world, you know, they have an intellect, they've got a brain, there's logic. And I believe even using logic, it's clear that evolution is a theory. The thing is, though, what's the alternative to evolution? The alternative is creation. And that may be more logical. Creation has never been disproved, just as much as the theory of evolution has never been proved. It's, the thing is, if you start to go down that road of creation, maybe none of this was an accident. Maybe in this design, there was a designer. Maybe in this plan, there was a planner. And maybe in this creation, there was a creator. You start going down that road, then it's going to lead you to a place where, okay, where do I stand in all this? If this is all a purpose, if this is part of a plan and a destiny, where do I fit in that? Well, the Bible has answers to that. And that will send you on an incredible journey. But for people, they would rather not go down that road and stay with something that's even illogical. Now, I'm not talking about that. That's for another episode. But it is amazing what we can allow ourselves to dwell on and to think about. But I want to stay with this for this particular episode. The Bugler of Taps and the Reveille. Things change. It's a new season. I don't want to sound like Elsa, but some things may need letting go. Maybe friends. Maybe it's a house. Maybe a job, a relationship. Seasons in life, they come to an end. But and life can be like that at times. But when there's a taps, an end of a season, in your life, there can also be a reveille. It's a new day. You see, there is one absolute, though, in this changing world that we live in. You are loved. You are precious to God. You are of such value. God's message does not change. He loves you. He has a plan and a purpose for your life, no matter what the past, no matter what the background. So what am I saying? Don't sit and stay here. Let's get up. Let's dust ourselves off and let's press on. I want to share this with you. I mean, sticking with World War II, there's a great scene from Saving Private Ryan. Remember that movie starring Tom Hanks, in which the German army has the Allies pinned down on the Normandy beaches? The Allies were all forced to hide behind anything that offered protection from the German artillery. One every side, men were being blown to pieces by a machine gun. In this movie, though, Tom Hanks, the character played by Tom Hanks, yells, "We cannot stay here. We must move off the beach. We're all dead men if we stay here." It must have been an odd thing to say, don't you think? Given that most of the obvious thing these soldiers thought that they should do was to stay protected in their safe huddle instead of charging out into the dangerous unknown. But his character knew something his troops did not. You see, the cost and risk of moving forward is unknown, but the risk of staying still is certain. So my friend, as you listen to this podcast, this episode 3 of The Magnificent Obsession, my message is this: we're getting off the beach. Let's go into the unknown. Some areas of your life may be experiencing taps, the good night. But I'm here to remind you that there's more. There is a living God. And it's your time to play in your life. The Reveille. It's a new day.